You know, it was a really great effort by our players tonight. Really proud of them. I thought that this is, you know, the best 60 minutes of football we played all year.
That's the characteristically low-key Patriots coach Bill Belichick after his team's 45-3 pounding of the New York Jets last night. That win put the Pats in the lead in their conference, and it was such a resounding win that we decided to invite our regular Wednesday sports guest, only a game's Bill Littlefield, in a little earlier than usual this week to talk sports. Hi, Bill.
How's it going?
Good. Now, Bill, first I want to go back to when you came on this show when the Pats were prepping for their Thanksgiving Day game,
yep.
And the team was a little worried about that game because they only had a few days to prepare for it. They only had from a Sunday to a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we had you on the show, here is what you said about that.
The week that I'm really worried about, the game that I'm worried about is the next one where they have too much time to prepare.
This is the Jets game?
Oh, my goodness. They're going to be so overprepared that the Jets will have no chance. The score will be 107-3.
Bill, you're an oracle. Almost. You got the three right. Now, it wasn't 107-3, but it was 45-3, which is a pretty big win. Now, Bill, you called it. You absolutely called it. You knew that that extra prep time would make them even better on the field.
Absolutely. Do you want my surefire lock for next week?
I do.
I don't have one.
Now, is this victory?
I would never. My father once made a cheese souffle. He wasn't a cook, but he once made a cheese souffle. And it was fantastic, according to my mother.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "When are you going to make another one?" And he said, "I'm never going to make another one."
Why?
I'm never going to predict the score of another Patriots game.
Go out on top. Exactly. Do you think this is an even sweeter victory because it is the New York Jets?
Well, I think it was a very sweet victory because so many people were paying so much attention to it, Sasha. It got an incredible amount of hype for a mid-season game, a regular season game. There was one columnist here in Boston who said, "This is bigger than the Super Bowl because it's happening in our backyard and it's against the Jets. We don't get to play the Jets in the Super Bowl."
That's right. We had the old coach rivalry going on. Do you think that Pats fans can feel pretty comfortable that this team is in the Super Bowl now?
Oh, I think it's early for that. First of all, the two teams that they play the next 2 weeks, the Bears and the Packers, are 1-2 in their division. So they're both teams that have accomplished something, especially the Bears at this point. The Falcons have won 10 games already. You know, you don't know for sure that they're going to the Super Bowl or that they're going to win the Super Bowl. But I think they can feel very good about the fact that a defense that looked perhaps a little shaky, a little undependable at the beginning of the season, played their hearts out. I mean, they were brilliant, absolutely, last night. I'm not sure any team is quite as good as the Patriots looked against the Jets last night. But they certainly performed very well. And to do that late in the season is extremely encouraging to Patriots fans.
Another big story that happened this week is, and that I want you to weigh in on, is the deal that the Red Sox made this week with this man.
My whole dream as a kid was to play in the major leagues and be a Padre. And my second dream was to be a Red Sox.
Okay, so that's the brand new Red Sox, Adrian
Gaudel. They got a diplomat.
Exactly. So he was with the Padres, his number one dream. Now he's with the Red Sox, his number two dream. Should we feel dissed by this or feel like this guy's all his dreams come true?
Yeah, I think, you know, if he'd been traded somewhere else, that would have been his number two dream perhaps. But let me say this about Adrian Gonzalez. The last 5 years, he's never played fewer than 156 games. In the last 4 years, 161, 162, 160, 160. This is a durable guy. Who doesn't miss time to injuries, at least so far. Last 4 years, 30, 36, 40, and 31 home runs, over 100 RBIs every year for the last 4 years. He'll be a significant offensive force in Fenway Park. I think there's no reason to feel otherwise. And it's great fun to bring in somebody who will create some excitement in the offseason. That's why people talk about the Red Sox in December.
And hopefully he'll be worth what the big bucks they paid for him.
Well, you know, again, when we talk about what current-day professional athletes are worth, we're going right down the rabbit hole, aren't we?
All right, last thing, soccer. I can't let you go without getting your take on the announcement that Russia will host the World Cup in 2018. And I'm going to give you two pronunciations here. Some say Qatar, some say Qatar will host it in 2022. What do you think about those locations?
I am very skeptical about the World Cup in the desert with temperatures ranging between 110 and 115 degrees. The people in Qatar say that they're going to build outdoor air-conditioned stadiums and practice fields. They look very sci-fi intriguing.
And they have the money to do it.
They aren't there yet. And so I don't know. I don't know what that's going to be
like. Well, they've got at least a decade to get that done.
That's right.
Bill Littlefield, thank you very much for coming in the studio.
My pleasure, Sasha. Thank you.
You're welcome. WBUR's Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. And he can be heard here most Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Up next, religious leaders who don't believe in God, that is. We take a closer look. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.